grew up in Taipei, Taiwan. And I came to U.S. in 1990. Went to USC for my master's degree, and then pretty much all stay in California. One of the reasons I came to U.S. is because at my age at the time, gay is not, you know, something you can, you know, talk about. I came to U.S. and yes, it's just try to be myself and get away from the pressure to get married. I was lucky I have a brother. So when he got the first boy, I was like, oh, hallelujah, I'm off the hook. But only regret is I don't have much time spending with my parents. They passed away 6 years ago. Foreign Asian worker come to U.S., most of them are geek. And myself is also a computer guy, so I have co-worker tell me, say, I'm the most well-groomed engineer he has ever met. I got into fitness about 8-9 years ago. When I first actually got laid off, I have plenty of time in my hand, so I hired a personal trainer. I think even since when I'm in college, I go to the gym, I always want to be, you know, the biggest guy because I was skinny like a chopstick. I want to look good, and I'm not good at any sport, any ball game. I'm just horrible. People play tennis with me, the ball will fly all over the field, and my friend complained. I think the stereotype for Asian, you know, gay Asian, they tend to like something like more petite, you know, smaller build. People come up to me and say, oh, you are Asian, but you are sexy. And the first time I heard it, it sounds like it's a compliment, but the more you think about it, it's like, okay, so you mean most of Asian are not sexy. Be yourself, then you'll be happier.